This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Minutes past 8. Good morning. It is Nigeria Info. Let's talk the Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. And, very interesting conversation we are about to engage in. And this one concerns the state of the Eleme-Onne axis of the East-West Road with plans that the refinery should be up and running in December. Conversations on whether the progress of work on the road will meet that deadline is becoming very important. And some people still do not believe that the refinery would be up and running by December. In fact, more people do not believe that that road will be fixed before that time, if at all the refinery would run. To have this conversation today with me would be the President General of Ogoni Youth Federation, Legbosi Yemabana, joining us via phone this morning on WhatsApp. Good morning, Mr. Yemabana. How are you doing?
Good morning, Andrew. I'm fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Let's get into it now, shall we? We know that Ogoni youths and youths from other communities around that area, Eleme and the rest of them, have been very vocal about the condition of that Eleme-Onne axis of the East-West Road, especially because we have a refinery around that stretch. And in the past couple of years, not much really has been done, except the fact that the contractors with the responsibility of fixing that road have returned to site, which led to the cancellation of a protest that was being put together by you guys and youths from other communities. What is the current situation of that road at the moment? How much work is being done?
Well, thank you very much. I can confirm to you that the company handling the construction of the road, that is a renowned construction company, has been fully mobilized to site by the federal government under the administration of His Excellency Bola Ahmed Tinubu. And I can further confirm to you that construction work has actually begun. They have started with the flyover at the Onne Junction. As I talk this morning, if you go there, you will see serious work going on. They've started the piling, they've cleared the sites, and work has commenced. And I want to first of all appreciate Tinubu, His Excellency, for taking this bold step. This is what we carried out advocacy for, protested for over 7 days consecutively. You know, appeared on national TV, wrote letters, and did everything that was within our power under the last administration. But all of it fell on deaf ears. But the proactiveness of the current president must be commended. And as Ogoni youth, we commend him wholeheartedly. We also wish to commend the President of the Senate, Senator Godswill Akpabio, for his contribution towards this day that we are seeing, because we've clamored for this day. We also want to thank our own Senator, distinguished Senator Baron Piggy, and all stakeholders who played one role or the other to see that we are where we are today. However,
hello, Mr. Yemabana, can you hear us? Hello.
However, we want to appeal that what we are seeing now, the construction work that we have now seen that is now going on, should not be thwarted or scuttled in any way by way of lack of further release of funds or any sort of government bureaucratic bottlenecks. Because I can also tell you that the design, because the road has to be redesigned to 6 lanes altogether, 3 on this side, 3 on the other side. That design is still being expected from the Federal Ministry of Works and Housing. And we,
if the design has not been delivered yet, what are the contractors working with?
We called on the ministry to speedily release that design to the contractors.
All right, a quick question, just to follow up on what you said. You said the design, you're awaiting the release of that design. So if that design has not been released, what design is the construction company working with at the moment? What design are they working with?
They had all this way.
They're working with an alternative design, or what exactly is the situation with that? Because if there's a design that should be coming in for them to work with, that should create for 6 lanes construction work, and they are already building a flyover. Is the flyover they are building supposed to stretch across that design that is expected from the ministry, or what exactly is the idea around it? Has there been question asked? If these questions have been asked, what responses did you get? Hello, Mr.
You awarded as far.
Can you hear me? I think we're just having slight issues. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm saying, what design is the construction company working with if you are saying there's a design that's supposed to come from the ministry, making that road a 6-lane one?
Well, that design, the earlier design, didn't capture a lot of... But during our protest, the current Senate president, whom was then the minister,
We have to apologize for that, but I think our service provider is making this quite difficult this morning. Hello, Mr. Yomabana, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yes. We're having interruptions. I don't know what could be the cause of that, whether you have interference from the service providers or you have a call coming in, I don't know. If you can hear me now, you were telling us about the design that they are working with now and the design that is expected.
Exactly.
What they are doing now, don't you think that it would affect the new design if the new design isn't what they are working with?
No. What I'm trying to say is that an existing design, you know, that has been in place, and that existing design out of this new development, which is now embedded in the job, the design was done not to waste time, because you know the history behind this whole advocacy on that road. By time, the contractor was asked to immediately go to site. Why the new design is being sent in? Because the structure of the element junction as this has already been gotten. So the ministry has promised that in no distant time, the new design will be released. It's already been worked on.
All right, Mr. Yobana.
And very soon, they are going to get the new design.
Okay. We didn't get you clearly because we still were having the line break up in between. Perhaps the environment you're in. We'll take a few messages and then we'll get back to you. Just stay with us. You could change your location or something. Perhaps that would help. But let's just look at a few messages. If you are listening, you can join the conversation on Facebook. It is Nigeria Info 92.3PH. That is the handle on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Join us there and let us know. The promise that the Port Harcourt refinery would be up and running by December has got a lot of people talking. But what is even more important is whether the Eleme-Ohne axis of the road where we have that refinery will be fixed by that time. Now, how hopeful are you about this? Is what we want to know. Some people have said, even players in the oil and gas industry, labor leaders, all have looked at that promise and have gone, well, let's wait and see. That's it. Let's wait and see. Are you also waiting to see, or you believe that by December we would have that road fixed and the refinery running alongside it? You've heard my guest so far say work isn't going, and a flyover construction is even ongoing at the LMA Axis Junction where that is, but then issues with the design of the road. We'll get back to him for more. Let me just take out a few messages on Facebook. Chili Edwin says, the most important thing here is for the government to show a commitment and for the work both at the refinery and the road to be going on, and not whether it will be completed, because where there is a will, certainly there will be a way. Though the federal government under the APC has shown commitment delivering these two projects, but the timing cannot be predicted because anything can happen, as man proposes and God can dispose. I had to chuckle at that one because the fact that you have to bring God in that, which is quite understandable too. Owanda Kelvin says, good morning. I think the government is just lying to themselves. By December, me and you will see the results. I rest my talk now. That's it. Many people don't think by December that will work. Good morning. Frederick says, Port Harcourt says, Andrew, it is not this very government that will fix that road and the refinery. They are just playing politics with us. And Nakarakbo, Frederick Afoke sent in this one. There are more messages. We're streaming live on Facebook, so get on with it and be a part of the conversation. Mr. Yomabana, if you can hear me clearly now, can you? Hello?
I'm with you.
Okay, so my next question for you would be this. There was a lot of protests to ensure that this work started. Is there any way of following up to ensure that it continues and it's sustained until the project is completed and delivered?
Well, is that we are following up with this contractor.
Mr. Yomabana, apologies, but I think we'd have to call you back. We'll just call your line after now, but that would be after the commercial. We have a short commercial coming in a matter of moments. We'll get to that and then call you back and perhaps get your response. But let's first listen to what the listener has to say on this particular issue. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Now, to take our minds back, I want to also remind us that Douglas Fabeke, the lawmaker, had also a Labour Party candidate for the National Assembly elections, had filed a petition asking for compensation for those people who must have lost their lives as a result of the state of that road. There were some people who felt it wasn't necessary, but in my conversations with Yomabana, he had told me also that that would not be the first time such a petition had been filed, but then it yielded no fruit whatsoever. Does this in any way affect the work process? Is it necessary? Well, all of these responses hopefully we get when we return after the break. But let's get your thoughts. Are you hopeful that the road will be fixed by December? For many people, if the refinery would work by December, that road needs to be fixed by December. Otherwise, it becomes chaotic when we need to go transport, crude or products from the refinery. And that's where we are at the moment. 0817-923-0007 is the number to call. Mr. Yomabana, if you can hear us. Hello. Hello. Mr. Yomabana, can you hear us? And well, still having the same issues. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0003. Let's go to Ubimini now, and Ken is our first caller. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Shemi.
Yes, go ahead.
If I may ask, from LMA Junction down to the refinery, how many kilometers is it? Hello?
Yes, hello, Ken. We don't have that information right now. Perhaps we'll find that out from my guest.
Oh, okay, fine. Because why I ask?
But I know it's not really, so, it's not very long. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Because why I ask is the possibility of maintaining that road for the easy operation in that refinery. Otherwise, I would say that working that road and at the same time working the refinery simultaneously will give this region joy, because most of us, this is October. I just barely 2 months now, if not less than. So doing these two projects simultaneously will help. That is why I'm asking, how many kilometers from the main function to that place? Otherwise, since Obasanjo just resumed, you have been talking about this East-West Road. Down to this time around, I believe that the president will do something about it.
All right, Ken. Thank you very much. Commercial is coming in a matter of seconds. And when we return, we get back to my guests. Perhaps we'll find out this information and more after the break. Just send in your messages to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, conversation continues. Apostate here on the Morning Crossfire, Nigeria Info. Let's talk. My name is Ifeimi Andrew, the President General of Ogoni Youth Federation, is with us on the show this morning. Mr. Yamabanak, if you can hear us, thank you for staying on the line.
Thank you.
All right, so let's just do it again. Because of the interferences we had, perhaps we just take it from the top again and update us what the situation is and the condition of the road and progress of work done on the LMA axis, or LMA on the axis of the East-West Road. When we put that side by side with the deadline or the promise by the government with regards to getting the Port Harcourt refinery functioning by December.
Well, the road construction, like I said at the initial, has commenced with the flyover at the Onne Junction part of it. Remember, this road stretches from the Onne Junction to the Eleme Junction. The one that is closer to the refinery is the one stretching from the Eleme Junction, not the one from the Onne. The one from the Onne is actually farther. Now, that Onne Junction has some flyovers that we have to go through before we even get to the refinery junction. Because there must be a flyover at Onne Junction, which is now being constructed. There will be another flyover at the refinery junction. Then, of course, they are led to bridge. Then you have another flyover at the Akpaju Junction and up to the one at the Eleme Junction, like it, as it were. So it's a massive work. And these flyovers were what we demanded during our protest. They were not initially part of the scope of the work. And when we demanded for this flyover, the Senate President, who was then the Minister for Niger Delta, graciously approved it. Hence, you are seeing it this way. Initially, too, the road was not to carry 6 lanes. It was just about 2 or thereabouts. But we also advocated that the road needs to be expanded. And the same minister then, who is now the Senate President, also approved.
So all of that is in the new scope of work, which is about to be delivered to the company handling the job by the Ministry of Works and Housing, being the new ministry in charge of the road. And now all of that is being done. So putting this side by side with the deadline of December for the refinery, to me as an engineer, it is not feasible. It won't work. Because between now and December is a minimum. I mean, we're already in December. So when are you going to finish the flyover at Onne, then start constructing earthwork down to the refinery, then all over, all together to the Eleme Junction? It is not feasible at all. Yes, it is being projected by government, but as someone that is also in the industry, I can tell you categorically that it won't work.
So in other words, it wouldn't work.
Concern. That is not actually the concern of Ogoni people.
Mm.
Our concern is that this road should be done and done to its specification so that all and sundry can enjoy that road. Because that road, just look at it, how it is affecting the nation. That road is very critical. Because without that road, the refinery cannot also operate seamlessly. Without that road, the port cannot operate seamlessly. The Indorama, the Federal Light Terminal, and all of those multinationals and government-owned companies we have around that corridor. So this road is very important. Hence,
right,
we have been advocating and yearning for its repairs all this while.
What do you then make of the petition by the National Assembly Labour Party candidate Douglas Fabeke with regards to compensation to those who suffered casualties on that road?
Well, you know that petition by the by my brother Fabeke Douglas, it's actually a good thing in line with humanity, because it was human lives that we are lost. We lost countless of our people, both commuters and Ogoni people on that road. So if we have reached out to him and he's advocating for them, very well, and we stand with him in that.
Will he be the first to have filed for such? And do you think we can get anything positive out of it? Is this the first time?
That is why I said we're encouraging, because a lot of groups have done the same. In fact, we have both gone to court and did several advocacy to see how we can, you know, have some compensation to those that have lost their lives, families of those that have lost their lives, and also to see how we can make government to fix this road. Even our reviled leader, the former president of MOSOC, Barrister Ledumite, has also gone to court in respect of this matter before now. But you see, the way this country is structured, I mean, those kind of cases, I don't want to preempt the Nigerian judiciary, but they end up not seeing the light of the day at the long run. However, I want to call on the government to see towards what Fabeke is saying. Is there any way they can compensate families of those who lost their lives for a cause that is not theirs? They should do it in the interest of humanity. Mine is an appeal, you know, but may their soul rest in peace. To consider what he's doing. If there's anywhere he needs our collaboration, we shall always support him and stand by him, because us is to protect whatever threatens the very essence of humanity.
Because some people felt bringing that up at the moment might could lead to some sort of delay on the work on the road. I don't know if you share the same opinion.
I am not sure. I'm not sure Dr. Fabeke is seeking for an injunction to stop the road. I'm not sure of that. In fact, nobody can do that. Because whoever does that, we automatically attack an enemy to our place. Because our people have suffered a lot. He's not seeking for that. I think he's only calling for some sort of support to families of those who lost their lives on the road.
Okay.
Remember, we lost several people on that road. Families of those are not only peculiar to the Ogoni people, both Ogoni and non-Ogoni.
All right.
It then
brings us to this. It took a lot of protests to get work on that road to the level that it is now. Is there any way of monitoring or ensuring that this work that has begun doesn't end or stop or isn't hindered in any way until it's completed?
Oh, yes. We have mechanism already being put in place for that. I'm not currently in Port Harcourt, but I'm back. I've already convoked a meeting of all Ogoni youth. We shall be setting up a monitoring Ogoni youth monitoring committee that will be monitoring the progress of that work and that will ensure that the contractors carry out the construction to its specification as contained in their BEME, in their B of engineering valuation and measurement and valuation rather. We shall ensure that, and those that will be in the committee shall be seasoned professionals, civil engineers, surveyors, and all of that, drawn across the Ogoni kingdom.
And does that also, is there no worry about the design? Because you had, before we had the interferences, you were talking about a design that, the new design for the road and the fact that it has not been delivered, but then construction work is already on. And isn't there any worry as an engineer yourself? I mean, if they are doing a flyover now and it's been done on what kind of design? Does it cover the expanse of the six-lane design? Or are these not issues that should have been properly looked at before work at that level be carried out on the road?
Well, the design that they are doing is just an additional design, you know. It's an additional design. And, you know, government bureaucracy and how these things run. But we are cocksure that in all this time, very soon, maybe before the end of this month, the company will receive the new design. The new design was as a consequence of our further demands, like I said earlier. So it's not a problem at all. The company handling the road is a seasoned construction company, an Israeli company. That their roads are top-notch. They are comfortable with the company, and we believe they know what they are doing. If they don't have a working tool by way of engineering design to start with, they ought not to even start the work. But they have something that they have already been working with, and they have to start with what they have while they are waiting for what will come. And all of that is being worked on.
All right.
Because Mr. President has given an outright, you know, instruction and declaration towards that effect, and it will be done. And
all
like
right.
I said, once again, we want to appreciate the presidency of Bola Ahmed Tinubu. We want to appreciate the state president. We want to appreciate Mr. Barimpiki and all critical stakeholders who played one role or the other to see us to this glorious end where we are now. And we also want to appeal further that nothing whatsoever should hinder the progress of this thing.
All right.
Because if that happens, it will not be very fine.
Before we get to the phone lines, just respond to this for us. Now, the cooperation of the communities are very important in ensuring that work runs smoothly. What plans are on ground or what assurances do we have that we would not have workers or contractors being harassed or in any way, shape or form? Also, the implementation or the integration of youths from the communities where this work will be ongoing is also another important thing. They have to be a part of the process. Is there a plan for that to be done effortlessly, or is that even being done at the moment? Are the youths carried along in the construction work at the moment? If you just answer those two questions.
Well, I want to assure you that the youths of Eleme, the youths of Ogoni vis-a-vis, will not in any way obstruct the progress of that work. Remember what we went through to get government to attend to that road. We are here to give the contractor maximum cooperation. And I mean maximum. However, we believe in the chain value, you know, of that road, because that road runs into several billions of naira. So we also believe in the spirit and principle of local content. So we are engaging with the contractor that I speak to you, that if there are things that the local community people can do, such as supplies of AGO, sand, stone base, and all of those materials that are needed for construction of this road, it should be given out to the young people to do within the community, so that while the road is going on, they can also make a livelihood. It is a common practice. It is a law in Nigeria. And I'm sure that the company will not want to float this, you know, very salient angle of this whole construction work. Because the company, too, are very grateful for what we did for this work to be rewarded to them and for what we did for them to be on site today. So if they do anything contrary to not, you know, carrying the youth along, it will be seen as provocative and malafidel. And we believe they are not going to turn that part.
All right, let's open the phone lines. You have rightly said that you do not believe that work on that road will be completed by December. And so does that invariably mean that we might not have the refinery functioning by December? Is that also a concern? Let's hear what a listener has to say and what their response is to this. Some people have said before now that they do not believe that either of these would happen. Some people say, let us wait and see. Well, where do you stand? What do you say? 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. You can also call 0817-923-0003. Now, those are the numbers to call to get to us here in the studio. Let's go with Muriel, who is calling from Okrika. Hello, Muriel. Good morning.
Oh, thank you, Efemi. Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sister woman from Okrika there. Look, Efemi, I want to join in thanking the federal government for starting this. But Efemi, your guest systematically answered the question when you asked him why workers have been are on site working without the blueprint, what they need. And I wonder, Efemi, well, he has answered it, but let's keep that. But I want to ask Efemi, he said they're going to, on each lane, it's going to be three cars will be passing on each lane, just like a six lane road. Now, there are some houses or maybe businesses that are on some of these lanes. I want to ask, will those businesses be compensated? And this is very important to me. If they are doing this road, do you know that I pass on that road literally every week? And we carry our hats in our hands, and we see trailers dropping on the road. And you know that some of those trailers that are dropping, some communities' boys come out and charge those trailers, those businesses, a whole sum of up to $500,000 for them to park. You feel me? This information is very concrete. What will they do? Now, he has said they should engage these youths. You feel me? Trust me, it will not be easy. Well, I know they know how to do it, but I just pray, you feel me, that these refineries and these refineries that are projecting that will work, that will come up December, and now they are stylishly starting the work so late, therefore they will not work. Last year, the former petroleum minister promised us that the roads will be, refinery will start up, which is a three-place river, will start up last year. If you hear me, and your guests say they just fully gave these contractors money. When the former petroleum minister promised us last year, are they telling us that they just went back to sleep after promising? No monies were released for the roads and the refineries. That is my concern. Did he not release any money? Or if he released, what happened with those money? Because it seems like they just started afresh. They just gave us money afresh now. So the money they were giving last year, it's like we cannot train them. So what is happening?
All right, Muriel.
In the overall, I thank the president for starting this. And I just pray that everything comes to it. And the Akpajo Bridge needs to be worked. The Akpajo Bridge is a risk, is a death trap. They need to do a new bridge all together.
All right, let's go to Dota in Gokana. Dota, good morning. Hello, Dota, good morning. Okay, I think we have issues with the service provider there. Hello, Dota, can you hear us? Well, we'll move on to Ichie now. Robin is on the line. Robin, good morning. Hello, Robin. And similar issue here. Okay, you just still try to get back to us. 0817-923-0007. And the numbers to call, 0817-923-0007. You can also reach us on 0817-923-0003. Remember, how hopeful are you? You've heard my guests. And he has rightly said from his perspective that it is not possible that that road would be anywhere near done by December, which would mean that the refineries, how hopeful are we that the promise of the government would come to fruition, because you need that road to be ready for that refinery to effectively do what it needs to do. This is where we are. Let's get back to Gokana on the line. Dota, good morning.
Andrew, good morning. You are hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I want to appreciate my brother, the youth leader, for coming up this morning to give us these explanations. I am one of those that he has said that's expected that for them to say that refineries will work, I knew that the road should work first. Because I couldn't understand how anybody would be talking about refineries on that same road, walking, and we don't have road to enter the city. Therefore, I want to say that, you leader, please, as the work we start, have you discussed with this company how we can be maroving than be having a way to pass through? Because as it stands now, that road is a death trap, like we all know. Please discuss with them. Let them have a way to give us a road where we can be managing as they start the work. I believe strongly that this work will be done. Andrew, it with me that they are going to work this road and it will be a better road.
But do you think it will happen in December?
Between now and December, it is not possible. I don't know how they will do it.
So that means...
Let us see. They have promised us. Let us wait.
All right.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you very much. Robin in HA, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Yes, go ahead.
And greetings to our guest. I think all my thanks will hinge or will push to him, not to the president, not to any senator, because he has been dogged. He's not the representative of the Ogoni people, either in the state assembly or arrests or being a senator. But he's been working tirelessly. He's been accused. He has done what he needed to do as a youth leader, as a leader of the community. And this is the result. And it's the entitlement of the people. I don't, this thank you should stop. This is River State, where the federal government milk us dry through the gas and oil. And should we be crying and such protest on the road for 7 days? Lies flying left, right, and center before a road will be done in 21st century in an oil and gas producing state. And I will be telling somebody, thank you. If the president is the one who has approved it, he's only doing his job. How do you build a factory? Is it not nearness to raw material? So you are telling us, is it not APC government that the former president, Muhammad Buhari, was leading? That Timothy was minister for state for petroleum, that they have told out all the lies, humongous lies, and today, if the continual government of APC is awarded that road, there's no thanks, but thanks to the leaders and those who sacrificed in kind of those protests along that road. Thank you. And I will urge him to supervise the drawing. Let them follow the drawing very, very well. And my question before I drop, what is the guarantee after the construction of that road? Can they maintain that road for 10 years? Good morning. I remember being mother of the farmer.
Good morning. Let me get back to Yobana. Oh, goodness me. We'd have to reestablish contact with him at the moment so we get a few responses. Because some interesting questions that have been asked and comments that have been raised by the listener there that needs to be responded to. We'll try and reestablish contact with our guest and then do that. In the meantime, the numbers are still 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0007. You can also call 0817-923-0003. What alternatives, while this work is on, what are the alternatives? And in fact, we also need to know, is there a timeline that the company has given for which they believe or hope that the road would be done and completed, at least to a reasonable extent? Barry is calling from Bodo Community. Barry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Ifeli.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's nice talking to you this morning. I'm talking in respect to this Eneme refinery route.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good thing that the president has remembered us And I think this is not the time for anybody to start blaming anybody. We have to put our past behind and focus on what we have at hand. And I so much thank this, my brother, the youth president, who has done a very good job. Because I knew some time ago when the protest on this very route, and it doesn't yield any profit. But if Mr. President has come on board now and see reason to listen to him, and the job is on the process, I don't see any reason why people will now start saying, no need of thanking anybody, no need of this. Let's put the past behind. Think of what we've been, you know, agitating for. I think that should be the best way to go about it. And that is my check on it.
All right, Barry, thank you very much. Chima is calling from Ada George. Chima, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Okay, Chima, go ahead.
Yes, Andrew, I think one of the reasons I decided to stay away from most of these politicians is as a result of inconsistency in with their words. They say one thing today and do another thing tomorrow. This road was the main topic of the day during the Rotimi Amaechi administration. He was always at it. But to my greatest surprise, when he emerged, when APC came into power, he never said anything about this road. You understand? So that is one of the reasons. But I pray that just like the road has been awarded, according to your guest, let them follow it up. Because I was wondering how after building refinery, then you have a road for you to access that refinery becomes a problem. So I think the Niger Delta River State deserves this road. You understand, for a very long time, I have talked at different times. Look, Andrew, I don't even wish that any job to take me around that very area because of the poor, deplorable state of that road. So I think now that they have come, please, they should do it.
All right, Chima, thank you very much. Let's go for a commercial now. We'll be back.
Stay with us, Nigeria Info. We'll be back. You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show.
Okay, as we attempt to wrap things up for the world news at 9, I just take some messages on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, we couldn't get back to our guest. We're already out of time. Okay, refineries in Nigeria won't work, this one says. Those who are involved in the business of exporting crude plus the sales of it and those involved in the importation of petrol will be jobless if the refineries work. Those involved are powerful. Lumegbewe Alabi from Edeoha. And this one says, Joe from Oyigbo says quickly, Andy, refineries will never work till 2024. You know why? The petrol importers always use NNPC staff to sabotage the repair process. All right, well, we hope that the road will be done first. If the road is fixed, then we can now focus our energy and attention to even pressing for the refineries to become even up and running as quickly as possible. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.